It's B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings. Carla did another 10K. Can't catch Carla.
Can't catch Carla. What's new? Me on the streets hitting the pavement.
Well, and this was a fun one because it was the Stan's Donut one, right?
Yeah, so
did you get a donut at the end?
I did. They actually had, like, donuts throughout the course. But because I was low-key fighting for my life with how hot it was, I didn't want to eat any during the course. I just wanted to, like, drink water and finish.
Sure.
But I did do the 10K, which is, like, 6.1 or 2 miles.
Okay, yeah.
And I ran it with two of my friends. And honestly, we had a lot of fun. I'm glad that I was running it with one of my friends specifically, Allie, because she has asthma. And so throughout the course, she, like, kept having to stop
and use her inhaler?
Right.
Okay.
But also that made it, like, a little bit easier for us to, you know, I got a little break, too, which I appreciated.
Right. And this is a more casual run for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't.
You weren't worried so much about the time.
No. Yeah. I wasn't worried about PRing or anything because I still had to do 6 miles after that to finish my long run for the day.
PRing is when people who run get a personal record.
Yeah. Yeah.
For those of us who are not in that world.
In that world. Yeah. But what I thought was so funny was that, like, I didn't care about the time or anything, but this was Allie's first ever 10K. This was, like, her goal for the summer. She wanted to run that. And so I was just going at her pace. Every time that she wanted to stop, me and my other friends, we would stop, too. And then when we got to the end, when we got to, like, the last, like, 100 foot dash.
Okay, yeah.
She was like, okay, now let's sprint and race.
Oh.
She starts running towards the finish line, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'll be damned if she gets a faster time than me.
If we went slow, basically to accommodate her.
And then she speeds up to the front, and then as, like, we're getting to the front, everyone starts cheering, and now there's more adrenaline pumping, and I realize, am I in the middle of this race that I didn't ask to be in? And anyway, she got a faster time.
And losing it.
And she got a faster time than me, and I was a little bit annoyed by it.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Okay, so to recap, you're doing the Stan's Donut 10K.
Yeah.
And you're going at a slower pace. You're there with your friend who has asthma. And then at the end, she just says, let's sprint.
Wins the race. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Does she at least acknowledge, like...
No.
No?
No. And that was more like, okay...
So
okay,
in her mind, she's like, I won the race.
And she's like, wow, is this what you trained for?
Wow. That's really funny.
I was cracking up, but also...
You gotta call this one out.
I think I do, too, because she's very much in her winner era, and I don't want to bring her down.
Yeah, Medal Monday,
but I do want her to know that she should share this victory with all of us.
So she probably ran around wherever she works yesterday carrying her medal and telling everybody, I beat my friends.
Yeah, but did you?
Can we call this the running friend of yours, Allie, next?
She is a running friend now, yes.
Oh, so she wasn't even a running friend
before.
No,
this is a new thing.
And she's winning races?
Yeah.
Kick ass.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a little
funny. All right, let's call her out. Because you're the rightful winner of this race.
But I want to know how she tells her version of this story.
You know what? I bet. I bet when she goes to work, she's like, yeah, I went with my two friends, and they're both runners, and I killed them.
Yeah, and honestly, they're really slow.
Yeah. We sprinted. And I have asthma. Are you kidding me?
Could you imagine?
All right, we're going to call your friend Allie. Coming up next, it's Mogan and Carla Mornings. It's B96, the rhythm of Chicago. It's B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings. So Carla ran the Stan's Donut 10K over the weekend.
Yes, which is like 6-point-something miles.
Yeah, and you had a friend that was there with you who had asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And she, because of the asthma, was at kind of a slower pace.
Right. But we had no problem with it. We were with her every step of the way. We'd stop, we'd chill, we'd get some water until the end.
Yeah.
Hello, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Hey, girl. What's up?
Good morning. Did I wake you up? Sorry.
A little bit. It's okay. It's chill.
So I was just telling the world about our last race that we had, our fight to the finish that you won.
Yeah.
Congrats on that big W.
Yeah.
By the
way. Oh, my God. Thanks.
And you beat all your friends. That's crazy.
I did. Yeah.
Now, I just want to go on the record and say that I do think the victory should be shared with us.
Oh.
As we were faster most of the time.
That's true. But all that really matters is that time at the end.
So the whole race goes by, and then at the end, you just get this wild hair, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to sprint these people, these friends of mine, and just win the whole thing. What was it that made you decide you wanted to beat everybody?
I don't know. I mean, it was the end of the race. That's usually what I do is sprint.
It's what you do.
This is what I do is I win the whole race.
I just think it's funny because you didn't. It wasn't like she said, "Hey, when we get towards the end, we should all try our best to sprint."
Mm-hmm. She just popped
she
out.
She said, "Oh, we're gonna race now. Let's go. Let's sprint." And then I was like, "Oh, I had no time." And then to make things worse, the people at the finish line realized that we were racing, and then they started cheering.
Oh,
and then
no.
I didn't have a choice but to join you.
What? It's just that extra little push at the end. Come on.
I think it's just funny, Allie, that everybody sort of slowed down to accommodate you, and then you're like, guess what, bitches?
Just kidding.
Don't be mad just because you didn't think of it.
No regrets.
Because I was thinking of you, girl.
And I love you for that, and thank you. But next time if you see me running, you gotta run faster.
I gotta catch up. She said catch up. Okay.
It's lonely at the top.
Noted. I will remember this next time that you go, I think we need to walk, friends.
Okay.